Thank you. In just a minute, Carol composes lyrical odes to the week's news and our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call. 1-888-WAIT-WAIT is the number, 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Charlie, this week, Solicitor General Gregory Garr went into the chambers of the Supreme Court and told him that if they did not accept his argument, Big Bird could end up doing what on Sesame Street?
8.5 to 25.
No.
Selling things.
No.
Pitching commercials.
No.
Well, he already does that. What am I talking about?
No. I'll give you a hint. It would be like Sesame Street as relocated to Deadwood.
Swearing?
Yes. He actually
Big
said
Bird.
Big Bird could drop the F-bomb.
Oh, my God.
This week, the highest court in the land heard arguments in the case of FCC versus Fox TV. The trial centers on, quote, fleeting expletives, which sounds, by the way, like a great name for a band. Mm. Fleeting expletives, whether or not the government can hold broadcasters responsible for dirty words spontaneously offered in unscripted events. You know, like what would happen if Big Bird walked around the corner there in Sesame Street and saw Dick Cheney with a shotgun.
So it's caught, yeah.
But you know,
yeah, but both of them might say it.
It's true. And then...
But whoever said that does not know Big Bird.
Wow.
Really. Not like
you
I
don't
do.
Think Big Bird would?
No.
It's called Avian Blue.
Not even if you offered him an omelet? No. Anyway. The trial, Supreme Court watchers said the trial was great for a couple of reasons. First, they got to hear Supreme Court justices do their best to talk about swear words without actually swearing. Second, they got to hear Justice Scalia defend dirty jokes. He said, quote, I mean, body jokes are okay if they're really good, unquote. And three, they got to watch Clarence Thomas sit quietly, smiling to himself. Amy, Britain's Daily Mail newspaper reports that feminists around the world are offended over a new line of lingerie that features an underwear equipped with what?
A new line of lingerie.
Lingerie.
Lingerie. That features underwear equipped with a GPS, of
yes.
course. Well, if you can't find your own naughty bits, then you do have
was that,
a problem.
Was that a guess or wishful thinking, Amy? Is that what you wanted?
So, as the old saying goes, you don't necessarily have to be able to find it with both hands.
There you are. That's true. The find me if you can line of lingerie is designed to make sure a woman can feel sexy and comfortable while always letting her guardians know exactly where she is. The lace bodice with a faux pearl necklace features a built-in GPS device. The underwear's designer insists it's just for fun. One feminist leader says, though, quote, it's nothing more than a chastity belt for insecure men. Not everyone is turned off by this cutting-edge technology. For example, CNN's Wolf Blitzer says he's considering wearing it himself during the next election so he can finally show up on John King's magic board flitting from state to state.
Does this mean, then, that a woman who is... Does this mean that a woman who's driving around can find her underwear? Like,
or that...
I'll use OnStar for that, or...
Well, if you happen to leave it on a bench somewhere and you've already driven away, you can come back and get it.
Exactly. Turn
I'll
right.
I'll bet a nickel for every time that happened.
I actually don't quite understand. I'm sorry. The underwear has to be hooked up to a central command. No, because... seriously, because GPS you associate with being like on a device that then tells you where to go. So
yes,
the
sure.
underwear has
chip.
The underwear is simply connect.
Yes, the underwear
it's a destination.
The underwear has presumably. Well, I've always. That's what I always explained to my dates in high school, but it never worked.
What is your final destination?
Exactly.
Peter had a terrible problem with jamming in the sixth grade.
But
the underwear was always going, recalculating.
What happens if you get a wedgie?
Oh, my God, it's broadcasting from his lower intestine. That's what happens.
From and Barack Obama says, I didn't mean pulling up that high.
At least I'd be able to find Peter, you know, hanging from the hooks in his locker.
Hey, who told you?